Welcome again to the CADcast, the first ever technical CAD podcast providing tips, tricks, tools, and techniques toward a more efficient CAD user. Today's episode, beginning sheet sets and another CADcast quick tip, the drawing gateway. First of all, I'd like to welcome my new subscribers. I was just featured in the Catalyst Tips and Tools Weekly email newsletter, the resources section. The July 17th, 2006 issue listed my podcast, and the next day my subscriptions doubled. For the listeners just joining the podcast, I wanted to first of all thank you and be aware that I intend to post a new episode at least once a week, usually Saturday evening. If there are any topics that you'd like to know more about and have not had the time to research them yourself, please let me know. I'll try to cover it quickly and save you the time and effort of digging for yourself. I'd also like to know how you found this podcast, whether via the Catalyst newsletter or some other way. I'd appreciate it if you could take a minute to drop me an email and provide some feedback on the podcast. The contact information is at the end of the show. Well, thanks again for joining me, and now on with the episode. Today I'm going to begin the disjointed mini-series on sheet sets, beginning with the suggested minimal level of sheet set usage. This show will only introduce sheet sets to those who may not be aware of their immediate benefits. I'm calling this the minimal sheet set usage part because I think that you should, at a minimum, use sheet sets in the capacity that I mention here. In the next few sheet set episodes, not necessarily following each other, I will introduce progressively more advanced uses of the sheet set manager. At some point, I'll turn the expert uses of it over to another reference source, aka the real expert, namely Heidi Hewitt and her blog. I'll include the long link in the show notes. Now, if you're listening to this in iTunes, you can click the link on the image, and you can find much more information on sheet set and other topics at the site for the recent versions of AutoCAD. Well, when you're deciding whether to use a sheet set to manage your drawings, consider not just how many drawings you have, but the life cycle of the drawing set. Does the project have multiple deliverables? Are subcontractors involved that would work on portions of the drawing and then submit them to you for publishing? And these are reasons to think about using a sheet set to manage and distribute the documents around. Now, ideally, you want to keep a separate drawing file for each sheet. AutoCAD, Autodesk even recommends this. Although the sheet set manager can keep track of drawing sheets as multiple tabs in a single drawing file, there's at least one situation, one that I've experienced too many times, where this may be a problem, but this problem has a few workarounds. The situation is one where you publish drawings to a PDF so anyone can open and print the drawings without the need for AutoCAD and without the worry of someone accidentally modifying the drawings just to make a print. The problem occurs during publishing time. If all your sheets are on multiple tabs in a common drawing, publishing to PDF will create a PDF file with the same name as your drawing. So for each tab, a new version of the same file name will be created with the contents of that tab. In the end, you'll have a single PDF containing only your last sheet in that drawing file. One workaround is to create a PDF printer configuration that will prompt you for a file name. This solves the problem, but you'll have to be present during the entire publishing process. And in a large drawing set, this could take a really long time, especially if you have 3D content to publish. Another workaround is to publish to DWF. This will create a single multi-page DWF that can then be published to PDF or just keep as a DWF for others to view and print instead of the PDF. This way, the entire set can be published without user interaction, even if all the sheets are in the same drawing file on multiple tabs. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, Episode 2, File Organization, it's important to manage your drawing folders, including establishing a backup and archiving standard. Using the Sheet Set Manager, you can more easily backup and or archive your complete drawing set, including all XRefs, styles, sheet set files, images, and any other support files that your drawings require. And there are actually two flavors of archiving using the Sheet Set Manager: archive and e-transmit. So what's the difference? Well, archive can only archive from the topmost level, the entire sheet set, that is. E-transmit allows archiving of all the sheets just like archive, but also allows for only archiving a portion of your sheet set by section. eTransmit allows for the saving of multiple transmittal setups in a slightly different dialog box. For both archive and eTransmit, the common functionality is that you have control over the inclusion of files, whether they're part of the sheet set or not. Both will include all files, including images, fonts, plotter definitions, and all other files needed to work on the drawing set or subset. Both allow for the modification of the archive to convert to previous drawing formats, defining the folder structure, and many other options. Backing up and archiving through the Sheet Set Manager is a huge benefit of using it. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, this is just the beginning. I'll bring more information about sheet sets in the future episodes, as well as other subjects to be announced. I wanted to get out a quick episode to greet the new subscribers as soon as possible. And now for another CADcast quick tip. This one's really quick. Have you ever received a drawing file that was saved in a newer drawing version than the AutoCAD version that you own? Well, instead of asking your client or other source to save the drawing in an older version for you, use Drawing Gateway. Drawing Gateway is a free tool from SolidWorks Corporation that works as an AutoCAD plugin. It allows you to open drawing files that may have been created in a newer version of AutoCAD that you own. Visit www.dwggateway.com to download the installer. As always, I'll have this link and all links from the show in the show notes at the blog. Well, that's all the time for this episode. This and all CADcast episodes are brought to you by RL Graphics, providing outsourcing of CAD, GIS, and graphic services to engineering, geotechnical, and environmental firms in Central Florida and throughout the rest of the country. For more information about RL Graphics, or for questions, comments, or suggestions for future CADcast episodes, feel free to email me at boblupo@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for another episode.